A House committee in Texas has approved a bill that bans state and local funds from being used on marriage licenses for same-sex couples. This comes just days before the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments challenging same-sex marriage bans. And it comes as a new poll from ABC News and The Washington Post finds a new high of 61% of Americans in support of same-sex marriage. Joining us now from Austin is Bobby Blanchard, reporter with the Texas Tribune. Bobby, welcome.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well. So tell us more about what this bill said.
So what this bill does is it does not allow state or local funds for issuing same-sex marriage licenses. And in addition, it says that all county clerks must send fees collected for marriage licenses to the Secretary of State, and the Secretary of State can only return those funds to counties which do not issue same-sex marriage licenses.
But why is that something that lawmakers felt was necessary, given that same-sex marriage is not legal in Texas?
So this timing is important, Gil. I mean, next week the Supreme Court is going to be hearing challenges to same-sex marriage bans. And I think lawmakers are starting to feel like they need to do what they can, what they want to do to try to preemptively prevent same-sex marriage from happening in Texas. What the author of this bill has said is that the intent is to assert the sovereign rights of Texas over the federal government in terms of issuing and licensing marriage.
But would a bill like this hold up in court if same-sex marriage does become legal in Texas by order of the Supreme Court?
Right. I don't believe so. It would definitely be a challenge. It would definitely be something that would be discussed, and it could even delay same-sex marriage in Texas. But I think it would not ultimately win. Of course, this is just one of many bills that lawmakers in Texas have filed this session to try to preemptively prevent same-sex marriage from happening here. Another one would take away the salaries from government employees who issue a same-sex marriage license. Another bill says the Secretary of State is the only person who can issue any kind of marriage license. Another bill would amend the Texas Constitution to say that same-sex marriage is not allowed regardless of whether or not a federal law or a federal ruling says so. So there are several bills that have been filed this session to attempt to kind of preemptively prevent same-sex marriage from coming to Texas. And this is the first one to pass a committee, which is why it's kind of significant.
And is that reflective of attitudes among the population in Texas? Are people that strongly against same-sex marriage in general?
Right. Well, this is a very conservative state, and this is a very strongly conservative-held Texas House and Texas Senate. I mean, the Texas Republicans are in the majority in both the House and the Senate by a long run, and many of them have ties to the far religious right in Texas. That definitely has a strong influence on legislation that passes in Texas. But same-sex marriage has been getting more and more support in Texas. A Texas Tribune poll from October of 2014 showed that 42% say yes, 47% say no, while 11% kind of don't know. So same-sex marriage has been slowly getting more and more support in this state. It's nothing compared to what's happening nationwide, mind you. Nationwide, the support is much stronger than it is in Texas. But support for same-sex marriage in Texas has substantially grown in the past few years.
That's Bobby Blanchard, a reporter with the Texas Tribune. Bobby, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.